department. Safety announcements, evacuation details and information are located on the wall near the entry to the chambers. In an emergency, allow an alarm or sound. Wardens will assist with your evacuation from the building. If directed, please evacuate in a calm and orderly manner via the reception area. Go directly to the evacuation point in the car park beside the town hall. We have audio and visual recordings on. Yes?
Yes.
Thank you. I declare the meeting open at 3 PM. Page for me. Attendance and apologies, as recorded with all councillors in attendance. Acknowledgement of country. I begin today by acknowledging the Palitora and Panihia past peoples, the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which we gather today. I pay my respects to elders past and present. I extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples here today. Thank you. Would somebody like to confirm the minutes, please, on page 8? I'd like a move, Councillor Dudman, thank you. A seconder, Councillor Loder, thank you. I'll put the motion as it is. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
That is unanimous, thank you. Declarations of interest, there are, General Manager?
Yes, there are. Thanks, Mayor. We have one declaration of interest from Deputy Mayor Cameron, and that's for Governance Item 15.3.
Thank you. Moving on to page 9 of the agenda, which is the Council Workshop Report, which is sitting there. We also then move on to page 11, which is the Mayor and Councillor Reports, which is for Councillor Announcements and Acknowledgements. They are recorded there of what the councillors have done in the last since last council meeting. Are there any other? Councillor Sinfield.
Hey, I've got a few.
With the microphone, please, Councillor.
I was, sorry. Through you, Chair, I did attend the Teddy Sheehan unveiling yesterday in La Trobe. I also attended the public meeting regarding the ABX mine proposal in Deloraine. I also attended the Feral Cats meeting in Meander Valley before I left, and I went to, on behalf of council, went to a SEGRA conference in Busselton, WA, the week before last on National Regional Economic Summit on Collaboration and Connection.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor Smedley. Just hold a little bit longer. That's it. You're away, Daniel.
Thank you. I attended two AGMs. One was for the Prospect Hawks Junior Football Club on Friday the 26th of October. And then the following Tuesday, I attended the AGM for the Northern Tasmanian Junior Football Association on the 29th of October. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other announcements, Councillors? Councillor House.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yes, I likewise, to Councillor Sinford, I attended the Remembrance Day ceremony in La Trobe yesterday, and I'd like to speak to that, if, with your indulgence.
Certainly, Councillor.
I've already pre-sorted, so thank you for allowing me the opportunity. A privilege yesterday to be asked to attend Remembrance Day in La Trobe, an important day in the calendar for every Australian community, certainly, and in particular in La Trobe, to acknowledge the extraordinary service and sacrifice of Ordinary Seaman Teddy Sheehan and the unveiling of the plaque and memorial statue in his honour, and as Councillor Sinfield said, he was in attendance also. It was an uplifting and emotional event, as I'm sure everyone would imagine. The formal address was made by Vice Admiral Mark Hammond, and an extraordinarily powerful address too. Whilst many would know the extraordinary story, and I know this was in the Examiner today too, I think it is important for the record that I paraphrase the key points that was made in this address. Teddy was a young man from the La Trobe area, a young sailor who embodied the spirit of service, selflessness and sacrifice that continues to inspire the men and women of the Royal Australian Navy today. It was December 1st, 1942, off the coast of Timor that Teddy Sheehan made his mark on history. At only 18 years of age, he and his shipmates on the HMAS Armidale were under heavy Japanese attack. The crew were given the order to abandon ship. At the same time, Teddy witnessed his shipmates being fired upon in the water. Already wounded by enemy fire himself, Teddy strapped himself into the anti-aircraft gun and engaged the enemy aircraft until his final breath, the gun still firing as it sank beneath the waves. We now know he hit several aircraft forcing their withdrawal and undoubtedly sparing the lives of a number of his shipmates. And this is very important, Mr. Mayor. His actions are ultimately recognised with the awarding of the Victoria Cross, the only one awarded to a member of the Royal Australian Navy in its history. The only one. I mean, that's quite a thing. The whole history of the Royal Australian Navy, this is the only one to have been so recognised. Teddy became the sailor, back to paraphrasing now, Teddy became the sailor that we all hoped to be, humble, hard-working, loyal and courageous. His spirit inspires us to this day, and hard to stand in the presence of Teddy Sheehan without feeling a little inadequate. Today we commemorate Australia's most highly decorated sailor. What Teddy showed us that all of us can prove to be more than our rank, to exceed our families and our shipmates and our nation's expectations. And just on a personal note, if I might, I'd like to thank and acknowledge those who themselves fought so hard for the recognition of ordinary seaman Teddy Sheehan, or extraordinary seaman Teddy Sheehan, which happened in 2020. There was a lot of effort, a lot of work has gone into some 30 years for that recognition, and he's a wonderful Australian and a wonderful Tasmanian.
Thank you, Councillor. Very good of you to do that for us. For those of us attending the Remembrance Day services yesterday, thank you for doing that as well. Councillor Sidfield, bring your microphone, please, Councillor.
May I speak on indulgence to my trip?
You can if it doesn't go for too long.
Can't go for too long, no. I would like to make comment on my recent trip to Western Australia to attend, as I mentioned previously, the SEGRA Foundation's conference on national, regional and economic growth with the theme of collaboration and connection. But firstly, the timing of said conference was fortuitous, in my view, in that it came a couple of weeks after an article on ABC TV about bauxite mining and rehabilitation in WA. So on the way to the SEGRA conference, I was able to take a few detours and look at what was going on in relation to that article on the TV, and I hope to share that with fellow councillors and staff going forward, because it was quite enlightening to sort of see on the ground the ground truthing of what that article was referring to, and interesting in a number of ways. The conference itself, I think, was very worthwhile, and it was preceded the day before by a pre-conference session on energy run by the current chair of SEGRA. And I would like to be able to persuade my colleagues that we need to interact with that gentleman a bit more. It may actually be of advantage to our community at large in terms of energy issues. The conference itself was very worthwhile, I think, and especially in terms of some of the case studies that were presented, tiny little communities that have done amazing things across the country. You know, an example is a not even a community, you might say, six houses that got together and organised a rodeo about 120 k's north of Perth they have every year, and they're now at their limit of 3,500 people turn up from everywhere. It draws them together, all the work involved in doing that. So I shall probably leave it at that, and saw some amazing sights in the southwest of WA post the conference, including the national Anzac Memorial at Albany. It was a truly amazing sight. So yes, I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. Thank you. Any other contribution, Councillors? No? Thank you for that. Moving on, page 13, which is petitions. There are no petitions received for this meeting. Are there any petitions from the gallery? I take that as no. Community representations. No community representations were received for this meeting. Are there any from the gallery? I take that as no. Moving over to other questions. Questions with notice, we had one question and response was provided on page 14, and then we'll move into questions without notice. So if we move into question time, Could stand and ask the question. I'll allow 3 minutes, and at 2 minutes and 30 seconds, I'll ding the bell to let you know you've got 30 seconds, and I should say your name. Yeah, thank you.
Linda Boscoe from Regimon. I'd just like to ask if the council is aware that if with this proposed ABX bauxite mine, if it is approved, that there are several other companies that are already circling like vultures ready to pounce. So ABX has been advertising on their website, on their YouTube channel, that they found rare earth elements in Reedy Marsh, and they don't even mention bauxite, which is interesting. I realise they haven't done a planning application for the rare earth elements, but they're preparing for it and advertising for it, or advertising about it. And other companies have noticed. So one company is Marillion. It's a Canadian company, and in the interview, the CEO, Richard Revelins, said that they've been in stealth mode for the past 12 months. He said ABX has discovered IAC rare earths in Reedy Marsh, and in response, Marillion has secured a 500-square-mile tenement position, which is 1,295 square kilometres, tenement position adjacent to the ABX site, and that if the ABX rare earth mine goes ahead, they'll be right behind. Now, the company is called Cobra, which I thought was quite fitting. They're a British company, and they have a 200 square kilometre of exploration licences adjacent to the ABX site as well. And they've been spruiking about it, that they are ready to invade our valley. Well, they didn't say invade, but that's what they're ready for. So if the ABX mine goes ahead, it's really a can of worms that's been opened up, because Meander Valley won't be a tourist destination anymore. You know, if there's like 1,500 square kilometres other than ABX exploration happening, and that they're ready to come and mine, so the Meander Valley brand will be destroyed. There'll be no more tourism. It's going to be a mining district. So my question is Council aware that these companies, Marillion and Cobra and possibly others, that they're advertising and that advertising that they'll be mining here in the Meander Valley, and that they're specifically mentioning it's off the back of the ABX mining operations?
Thank you for your question. I'm personally not aware that they are advertising that. General Manager?
Well, Council hasn't received any applications from the people that you're stating, so based on the claim that they will be mining, I guess at this point in time, Council's not aware of any approval for them to do that. So I guess in time we will see whether those people will lodge an application the same as what ABX have done, as you said.
Thank you. Any other questions from the gallery? No. Thank you. Thank you for the question. Also, with the question you asked, hopefully it's recorded. If not, can you email it through? Or thank you very much. Appreciate that. Thank you. Moving on then. Councillor, question time. One question or notice has been received for this meeting, which was from Councillor Loader, and which has been replied to. Are there any other questions without notice from councillors? Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. My question will be, can Council write to the Bureau of Meteorology? The background to this is, my understanding is that many people in our community use their app on their phone or device to find out what the likely weather forecast is going to be. I may have this wrong, but I understand if you put your addresses in general as Deloraine, you're actually getting information from an automated weather station at Sheffield. If you put your address as Westbury, you're getting your information from an automated weather station at Cressy. If you put your address as Franklin, you get your address from, it's getting information from an automated weather station in Riverside. So I'd very much like to find out from the Bureau if this is the case, and would we have a more reliable forecast if there was an automated weather station somewhere in the midst of the Meander Valley? Would that be more advantageous for people planning their activities?
That is a good question, Councillor.
So I'm simply wondering on that basis if a letter could go to the Bureau and see if we can glean anything further from that.
Thank you. I will hopefully see an email from you, Councillor, asking us to write a letter to BOM asking for our...
I'll do that.
...automated site in the Mianville.
Yes.
Or better weather forecasting.
Yes.
Thank you. Okay. Any other questions, Councillors? No? All right. Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Temple, for that one. Moving on.
So we now move in to planning authority items. Mm-hmm. So under the provisions of the Land Use Planning and Approvals Act 1993, Council acts as a planning authority in regard to items including in agenda item 12, planning authority. Our first one is Racecourse Drive, and we have one speaker before we head into that. Mr. Bedford, Nigel, to speak before we put the motion forward.
My name's Nigel Bedford. I live at 21 River Road. Also, own another property, 27 River Road, with 27 River Road, a low-lying block that gets flooded pretty regularly. I'm really pleased that my concerns have been validated and council have initiated an update to their flood modelling for the area based on all this work going ahead on remodelling the racecourse. But I've still got a few other issues that to do with the earthworks that are associated with the demolition of the stables. The stables is actually located where the river breaks its banks in flood, and that's the first thing that's flooded. I believe that the RV is being RV rest stops being relocated to that location. I'm just a bit concerned that they're going to fill that area. It's a low-lying area, and that'll change the flood situation for our property. And any change in the flood situation from earthworks is going to impact on all the upstream properties as well. I've read the assessment, the planning assessment on this, and I think there's a couple of problems with it. I think that the assessment's done on the basis that the demolition's done and there's going to be no use of that area into the future. And I believe that that's incorrect because the RV's going to be relocated there, at least for a temporary amount of time. The other thing is that I don't have much confidence in some of the descriptions that are in the document, and what I've been given by council is that no significant changes to the floodplain, minimal levelling of the site. There's quite a few things like that they're a bit airy-fairy. They don't actually define what's going to be undertaken, where the stables were in the immediate future. So I just hope that there's some more specific information becomes available or a condition be put on the approval. I know that it says that the approval should be go ahead without conditions, but make sure that we don't actually fill that area and change the flood situation. Thanks very much for...
Thank you for raising those concerns. Obviously, as an upstream neighbour on the opposite side,
there's a property next door.
Yep.
That he probably loses a third of his property block, Dennis Claridge, when it floods. Yep. I lose about 10 to 15% in the largest floods of the industrial block I've got next door. Yep. So,
appreciate that. Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you. Okay, any other speakers on this item? Peter's no. Right, moving on. Do we have a mover and a seconder for this item, please? Councillor Smedley, thank you. I'm just a bit right down here. Seconder? Councillor Cameron, hand up first. Councillor Smedley is the mover of the motion. Anything to... Nope. Councillor Cameron as the seconder.
I had prepared a couple of words to say, but I can do that now.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. Thank you for coming along to speak. And I don't know if you were going to touch on the fact that today we're just dealing with a demolition application versus...
No, you can touch on that.
Okay, too. Versus what's going to happen in the future. So hopefully you'll have an opportunity to have those discussions soon. But I'll just now read out what
can I...
No, sorry. Hold on that one.
We hold that thought. We will. So I just wanted to acknowledge that the proposed changes to the racecourse area hold significant historical value and many people have fond memories associated with it. And it is important for us to recognise that the current state is not suitable and that the buildings and the fences, while historically significant, are deteriorating and no longer serve a practical purpose. In consultation with Heritage Council, we are working towards a solution that respects the past while creating a vibrant space for the future. Our goal is to revitalise this area, making it accessible for the entire community, and we envision a space that celebrates our history while offering opportunities of recreation, relaxation and community events. And I just wanted to finish by thanking, thank you, George, because you're sitting at the end of the table and that's lovely. So thank you, George, for your work on this. But I also want to thank Linda and her team because I know they've worked really hard on this area for quite some time. So thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Cameron. Open up for discussion, Councillor. Councillor Loader.
Thank you, Mayor. I concur with Councillor Cameron. Just recently I was invited by a number of past members of the Deloraine Racing Club to go and have a walk through the stables. And I heard of many memories about different things that these people had done. It was very poignant, it was very moving, but the sentiment was that it's past due for something to happen to this area and that while they're really, really sad to see these much-loved stables go, they are in disrepair and that they are really supportive of Council's plans for the area.
Councillor Loader. Question, General Manager, based on the question from the previous speaker, the RV site where we're talking about relocating temporary. Can you clarify anything on that one?
I can, yep. So just in response to some of the points that Mr Bedford made, I guess the first is, as the Deputy Mayor has said in the introduction, today we are dealing with the demolition of two stables and the earthworks relating to those aren't considered to be considerable in any sense. They are quite minor and only those required to the demolition. So they're, and I guess if we'll probably reach out to Mr Bedford and to meet with him to discuss and provide some more information. It seems that you may not have had a complete picture today of what is the site is looking like, so we're happy to meet with him and discuss that. As far as the RV move, that's correct. So the overnight self-contained RV area is currently next to the tennis courts, which will have a playground facility constructed on it. So in a future stage, RV will be moved to hard stand, which is, I guess, more... more closer to the river, I suppose you would say, but that's all part of the master plan that was endorsed by council. So in the future stage, the RV will move, that's correct.
Right. Thanks, Jim. Any other questions, councillors? Councillor Temple.
Thank you, Mr Mayor. I refer to page 136 in the letter from the Tasmanian Heritage Council. In my experience, I'd have added to that if it could have been a very simple sketch with dimensions on it that goes with that, and then you've got a more of an understanding of the scale of the building. And I mean a very simple sketch with the basic length, width, height, depth, etc. Would add to the future knowledge of what was there, along with the photographs. I'm wondering if we could do that.
Straight-out tape measure, Councillor.
Just a straight-out tape measure, in an amateurish way. I'm not suggesting engaging architects or anything of that nature, just some rough sketch with dimensions.
Okay, thank you, Councillor. Any other questions, comments, councillors? Take that as no. All right. Can I just say thanks to those people that took the time to make representations on this, that considered the impacts that this may have on their properties regarding floods and so forth. So thanks for making the time. Councillor Cameron as the second of the motion, anything to add?
Nothing further to add.
Councillor Smedley as the mover of the motion? You've got a faulty one, Councillor. Hold it in for just a bit longer. That's it.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just want to note that the base course has been in use by the community since the 1850s, apparently, which is quite a long time, and this is another step towards progressing re-energisation of this space. So well done to those who've done the work there to prepare this documentation and this next step. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand.
Aye.
That is unanimous. Thank you, councillors. That was it for planning authority. Oh, okay. I've missed one there. Yeah, so we've moved out of planning authority. I don't note that. That was, my paperwork's not quite right, so that's all right. I'm looking at page one, that's not it. Moving on, sorry, page 140, 13.1, which is Development Regulatory Services submission on draft assessment panel, draft bill 2024. Do have a mover and a seconder for that, please. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Loader, thank you. Councillor Dudman is the mover of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. I will be brief, but I would like to thank the council staff for putting this submission together. Obviously, council did seek an extension to the submission deadline, but that was rejected, which is quite unfortunate. But we are keen to see this endorsed so that we can have our say on the future of planning and local government's role in it. I do have to say that I endorse what has been provided in this submission. I do not support the development assessment panels. I don't see a need for them, and I actually think they're an affront to local democracy. When you look at the opportunities that the state has already to take contentious applications out of the hands of council and put them through the projects of state significance scheme, if that's what they wish, I think that taking further local voice out of planning is never a good move, and as such I am more than happy to endorse this submission, which prioritises our local community and ensures that we continue to have a say and a voice on the developments that are happening in our own community.
Thanks, Councillor Dudman. Councillor Loader, the second of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor, and I echo Councillor Dudman's sentiments. I think this is seriously terrifying legislation. It's designed to remove local voice. It's designed to fast-track developments that are contentious and remove community voice. Unfortunately, when it comes to planning, often it's not until we have something that's going next door to us that we're prepared to jump up and down and say, that's not right. This is something right at the top of the chain as far as strategic matters go. And the fact that a supposedly a political team of people can decide things that are going on in our municipality is just not on. And I fully support that we get this submission in as quickly as possible, because the state government has really not been very kind when it comes to extensions to any of our councils around the state, which I think I personally find totally disrespectful.
Thanks, Councillor. I have not for discussion. Comments, councillors?
Yep, agree with all that's been said. I find it curious that they argue that, you know, council can criticise these decisions, but the decision to take a matter over at the state level would be done by the minister, and to some extent, how could you not assume it would have some political connotation in doing that assessment? So the very thing there might be dressing in our direction, you might point, you know, when you point a finger at somebody, you've got three fingers pointing back at yourself, you might equate that. In recent times, I had a discussion in interstate with a senior town planner who their state has development assessment panels, and the clear impression I got was the shortcomings of that system and the their situation was that they have three external experts, if you like, and a couple of internal, and the amazing propensity of decisions that reflected a 3-2 decision, pretty easy to work out what they were saying, you lose the local flavour of decisions being made. And it's, at the end of the day, a lot of these decisions, which are based around the planning scheme, still have, at their very core, a qualitative assessment. And another word for that is it's subjective. It's in the mind of the beholder. They're not, are you 5 metres from a boundary and that's the extent of it? It goes way beyond that. It is whether that distance, greater or less, is a reasonable outcome. So that's the qualitative part of the assessment. And it is, in my view, the local knowledge and that informs that decision, and we shouldn't be easily giving that up in the way forward. And also, probably shouldn't go there, I see recent state government decisions regarding boats and the like, and I think they ought to, you know, get their own backyard in order before they go looking over the fence at what local government might be doing in their own patch.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Cameron.
Thank you. I do want to acknowledge that the time frame that's been imposed on us by the state government and has limited our ability to more thoroughly workshop this item. However, I do feel that the draft plan, while a good starting point, presents an opportunity for further conversations. I believe that it is essential to balance the need of economic development with the preservation of our natural environment and cultural heritage. As councillors, we often find ourselves in a challenging position, balancing the role of community representative with the responsibility of a planning authority. Our planning staff are undoubtedly experts in the field, and their knowledge and experience is invaluable. Nevertheless, we are working with the timing restraints in front of us, and I do want to put on record that I respect the work of the people that put the effort into this submission.
Thank you. Anything else, councillors? We'll note in our agenda that letter that I wrote on behalf of council on 22nd November 2023. We have looked at this and talked to our planners, and our staff have done a marvellous job, and our position pretty much has not changed. So as it's been spoken around the table, we're disappointed that the government didn't look at allowing us more time, but I'm sure that they will get the message loud and clear from councils across the state on this item. Whether they take any notice or whether it floats their boat, Councillor Sinfield, we'll have to wait and see. Anything else, councillors? No? Back to the second of the motion, Councillor Loder, nothing to add. Councillor Dudman has moved, nothing to add. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous again, councillors. Thank you. It wasn't. Sorry. I'll have to ask for another vote. All those in favour, please say aye, raise your hand. That is Johnson, Dudman, White, Smedley, Sinfield, Temple, Loder, House, and against Councillor Cameron. My apologies. You did shock me. My apologies. Moving on to item 14.1, page 154. Community, Dalrymple Community Complex Kiosk. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second, please. Councillor Smedley. Seconder. Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Smedley is the mover of the motion. Here you have a faulty. Try again. Yep.
Thank you. Thanks for the work that's been put into this lease. I know they're very important for the clubs that participate and use Meander Valley Council's facilities. The use of the canteen, I know historically, has been just an important source of revenue, and it's really good and positive to see the basketball fraternity there working together to support themselves, but also to make it a viable space that services some of the other sports as well. So that's good work.
Thank you, Councillor. Councillor House, is the seconder?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Likewise, probably gives me the opportunity. It's been a long time since I've lived in Deloraine, but I've always known how strong basketball is in the area, and just recently I've had the opportunity to take my grandson out there, which is playing in the local comp. And it doesn't seem to have changed in all that time. The local basketball fraternity is very strong. There's a lot of volunteers working behind the scenes. I'm just amazed, as they are in football clubs and everything else. So I guess it's just a chance to acknowledge the work that they all do too. The community is much stronger for everything that they do, and I'm pleased that they've got this opportunity to keep raising funds for their clubs.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion or question, councillors.
No?
Just happy.
Happy? All right. Well, I guess I just want to reinforce what Councillor House said. From when that facility opened in about 1986, 85, 86?
88.
88. Sorry. Centenary year.
Bicentennial.
Bicentenary year. My apologies. It has been a strong competition all the way through. And the kiosk has been there open every time I've gone in and gone past. So I'm glad that we can help facilitate for the Deloraine Junior Basketball Club and the Amateur Basketball Association. Any other comments? If not, Councillor House, the second of the motion, anything further to add?
Nothing to add.
Councillor Smedley, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. And I'll double check everyone's hands up this time. That's unanimous. Thank you. Moving on to item 15.1, page 157, governance, acting general manager arrangements. Somebody, Councillor Dudman, thank you. And Councillor Cameron, thank you. Councillor Dudman, that's the mover.
I think there's fairly self-explanatory, so I'm happy for them just to be put.
Thank you. Councillor Cameron?
Yeah, the same. I just want to say thank you, though, to Craig, Krista, Dave and Matthew for putting their hands up to take the next step and support John when he never goes on holidays. Thanks, John.
All right. Open up for discussion, councillors. Any discussion? Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Mayor. I think it's essential to have these arrangements in place, and I too want to thank everybody because sometimes people do need to go on holidays.
They do. Any other discussion, councillors? Councillor House?
Just make a point. I think we're very fortunate in this council to have people such as Craig, Krista, David and Matthew there able to take over that role if need be. And John does need a break from time to time, certainly.
Thanks, Councillor. Another discussion. Councillor Cameron is the second of the motion. Go ahead.
No, it's great.
Councillor Dudman is the mover. Go ahead. No. Okay, put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That's unanimous. Thank you. Over the page from me. 15.2, page 161, Australia Day Awards Committee. Mover, please. Oh, Councillor Dudman, just. Second, it was Councillor Loder. I just saw a hand up there. So. Councillor Dudman?
More than happy to have Councillor White back in the committee room, so that's all I have to say.
Good. Thank you. Councillor Loder?
Me too. Thank you very much, Councillor White. I also want to take this opportunity to say there are not many more days left for nominations for awards to come in. I think, I'm not very good at maths, but I think there's something like, is it 12? Is it the 24th that it finishes?
Yep.
So I really, really would encourage everybody, particularly my councillor colleagues, to think and encourage their networks to put in some applications. The form is not onerous. Please do it because there's so many people who are doing fabulous things in our municipality and it would be great to recognise them.
Thanks, Councillor Loder. Anything to add, councillors? No. Anything to add? No. Any other comments, councillors? If not, Councillor Dudman, nothing to add? No. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hands. That's unanimous. Thank you. Next one is governance, of which we have a declaration of interest. Somebody like to move, somebody like to second. Councillor Loder.
Seconder. Councillor House.
Councillor Loder has moved the motion.
I'm very happy to support this motion. I think that any form of professional development for councillors is extremely important, and Councillor Cameron has put her hand up to attend this one. And it's no small thing. For most of us, we have to take time off work. We have to find, for Stephanie, she has to find time, someone to help with her family. So it is a great big, it's a sacrifice, which I know she will willingly take. But, yeah, so kudos to her, and I fully support her.
Thanks, Councillor Lowe. Councillor House?
Exactly as she said.
Exactly the same. Right, okay. Very good.
I just would add that knowing Deputy Mayor Cameron, she will no doubt repay the community in many other ways with that added knowledge.
Thank you, absolutely. Any other thing to add, councillors? If not, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. Thank you. That is unanimous. For those of us that are here, maybe Councillor Cameron back in, please. Moving on to governance, page 179, 15.4. Would like to move. Somebody like to second, please. Councillor Dudley. Thank you. Councillor White. Sorry, Councillor White. I stuck there for a minute. Councillor Dudley, is the mover? Yes, you're right.
Oh, sorry, I was just checking my page.
I thought you looked over my shoulder and see if you got in on it.
No, I was trying to find the page. Thank you.
Councillor Dudley.
Thank you, Mayor. Just briefly, more than happy to speak to this item and support it. It's obviously about ensuring that we are not only meeting our legislative requirements that are imposed upon us, but acting in a way that is ethical, accountable and transparent to the community. That is something that I've always thought is of paramount importance and continue to do so. So more than happy to support this today.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor White?
There's nothing to add.
Nothing to add? Okay. I'll reinforce what you've said, Councillor Dudman. As Mayor, I guess the wording of this, I looked at someone and said accepting a bribe and so on, but geez, I don't think that's ever happened in my knowledge. It certainly hasn't for me, but certainly we need to make sure that we are doing everything above board, and we are. To the best of my knowledge, anyway, I put that disclaimer in the very end of it. Any other comments, councillors? No? Right. Put the motion there. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous again. Thank you. Somebody must have a plane to catch today. We're going really well. Governance, 15.1, page 201. Review of public interest disclosure procedure. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second? Thank you. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder, Councillor Cameron. Councillor Dudman.
I'm happy to let this go as read.
Just wait a sec, I've got to get to the page. So.
I can pat it out if you need, but
just thank someone for the way.
Right. Nothing to add? Councillor Cameron?
No. Thank you. Thank you very much for...
Okay, open up for discussion or question, councillors.
Shaking your heads.
Everyone's happy. Right. Nothing further to add from the mover and seconder? No? Okay. Move the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
That is unanimous again. Thank you. Yeah, page 248. I just had to go over the page. Manor Valley Place brand implementation. Somebody like to move? Somebody like to second? Councillor Loader, thank you.
Second.
Mr. Smedley, thank you. Councillor Loader is the mover of the motion.
Thank you, Mayor. We've had many discussions about the Meander Valley Place brand during workshops, and I know that some of us have reservations, and I, for one, think it's bold. I think it's exciting. I think it's an opportunity to bring the whole Meander Valley together with a new look and feel. Are there risks? Yes, I'm sure there are. But what we're doing currently is probably not working as well as most of us would like. So I say be brave. Let's adopt it. I particularly love the fact that the Great Western Tiers Visitors Information Centre will be rebranded to be Meander Valley to get that consistency in place. I'm not sure about the mud, sweat and tears, as I've said. I'm really not sure about that one. But overall, I think it is a fantastic way to unite the valley from Prospect Vale all the way through to the walls of Jerusalem and in between. So I say put it on, and I really hope that my councillor colleagues will be brave and vote for this.
Thanks, Councillor Lowder. Councillor Smedley is second of the motion. You'll just have to try that again, Daniel. It's not
I was just talking. I'll talk to you.
Michael. All right. Open for discussion, councillors. Councillor White, with your mic, please.
So I agree with Councillor Lowder's approval of bringing the Meander Valley together under as one entity. I think it's a really good move. There's been lots of discussion about the Great Western Tiers Tourism Association being not identifiable. So in that respect, I think it's fantastic. I'd like to thank the people responsible for the development of it for the hard work and enthusiasm. I do have reservations about the colours and the font, but I understand that it's been a long process and that I think it's essential to go ahead and get it moving as is with the assumption that there are possibilities of tweaking in time to come.
Thank you. Thanks, Councillor White. Open up for other discussion, councillors. Comments, Councillor Cameron?
I just wanted to say that, I totally agree with you, Councillor Loder. I think that you nailed up my thoughts as well. And I think you said earlier in the piece, Wayne, it's not really your you're not used to this kind of thing, but you're happy to embrace it and excited.
I haven't said anything yet.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying. And we're happy and we're excited and we can't wait to see Lucy boots with cups that have Meander Valley on them. So we're very excited. I just want to thank the two girls at the end there. I've never seen anyone do a presentation at workshops with so much enthusiasm as Liz, and I think that enthusiasm is really evident in this document, and we're really lucky to have you and are really excited to see this roll out in the municipality, so well done.
Thank you.
Now you left an opening for me, haven't you, Councillor?
Yes.
Okay, so I guess really from my point of view, as Councillor Cameron has alluded to, I was a little bit underwhelmed by what was presented early on in the year. I haven't got many artistic bones in my body at all. You can tell by the time. Oh, that's fair to say. But I think we need a change, to be quite honest. I think the time is now. As Councillor White said, the font is probably not as some of us would like it. The colours are probably not as we would like. They're certainly earthy colours. Whereas if you look at the Meander Valley now, it is bright and green and lush, but in a month's time it will be quite hay-like in colour. Mud, sweat and tears, that's obviously for the farmers of us that are out there going through the wintertime, mud, sweat and tears, but I think now is the time for us to embrace and actually make Meander Valley a brand. And I think to Councillor Cameron's conversation, I would dearly love to see every coffee shop in the Meander Valley with a Meander Valley coffee cup in it that has our brand on it. I think that would be really good to see. So I'm happy to support this, but also with the proviso that we can make changes if we need to, if it doesn't do what we think it's going to in 12 months or so time. So that's the proviso, I guess, from my point of view. But happy to support. Open for other councillors. Councillor House.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be supporting it as well. Can I applaud the passion that's gone into this document? Around this table, not everyone is fully agreeable on everything, on the colours or the font or whatever. But I think in saying that, you know, we should never let trying to achieve perfect get in the way of great. And if we can tweak it as we need to, as required, then I think we'll be in good place. I think it's great that we are now seen to be uniting Meander Valley. We are quite a disparate group, I suppose, from the peri-urban parts, of Blackstone all the way through to almost Cradle Mountain. I think what this does is bring it all together, and it's probably something that was really lacking. So if with that proviso that we can do little tweaks as needed, I think it's great. Well done.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Temple?
Well, I support the notion of bringing the Meander Valley together. I'm underwhelmed by what we have before us. I don't think we're getting value for money. I did like what the company did in in West Coast. I thought that was very catchy and very clever. I feel what they've come up with for us is less than that. I feel it's far too folksy and hillbilly. There's no treatment given to the word meander, which I find a lot of people in the mainland cannot pronounce, and they start with the word mean and put der on the end and say meander. I feel we don't have within this a unique selling proposition, and I believe we've got them, and it doesn't give us a sustainable competitive advantage against anywhere else, so I'm underwhelmed. And also the colours to me are far too muted. I asked them, you know, I said you're here in the middle of winter, you're not seeing it for the yes, you know, is the process going to go for a whole year? No, we're just basing it on what we see now. So they saw it at a time when visitors don't see it because they're not here. And I believe something's missing because of that.
I thought I disagree with your reference to Minder. I've been a lot of places, I've never had that at me, but that's fine, that's the way it is. As I said, I actually live at Meander with my wife, and it's me and her.
Yeah.
You know, Meander. Not as funny the second time round, but there is a good so line, Meander. Open up for our discussion.
Yes, I do remain underwhelmed. However, I will reluctantly support it on the grounds of giving it a suck and see approach and see what the outcome is from it. But I think there were better logos, better ways to go forward. I've articulated those previously. It is a serious matter, but on a light note, I do actually like the platypus. Most people would look at that icon and probably think it's been run over by a truck. However, my pet platypus at home that goes between the dam and the creek, when he's going across the grass, he behaves exactly like that. He gets down flat on his belly, crawls along like no one can see him. So I think that was actually spot on. But yes, this is more about giving it support in the sense of seeing what it actually brings rather than a level of absolute confidence that it will do it. But I will support it on that basis.
Thanks, Councillor. I could just add, I guess, we've taken this out to the community and the community have had their input back to us. I guess if there was a large protest or hadn't been taken up as well as it had been, then we would sit here probably with different views than we have now. Well, personally, I would. But I think there's certainly a great uptake with what's been presented so far. I think there's a level of excitement out there as to what we're going to see this on. So. Right. Any other discussion, councillors? Councillor Smith, is a seconder, anything to add? Yeah, you're right. Just yell louder.
No worries. Look, I was become involved with the consultations halfway through the process. I've been inspired by the passion of the young team that's been involved in developing all the concepts and materials around this, so well done. It's tending to grow on me more and more the more I see the content, and I'm really looking forward to how it rolls out and encourage everyone to embrace that, embrace the future that's been created. So well done.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor Lowder, is the mover of the motion?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for the discussion, and I really do implore my councillor colleagues to support this motion. It is about consistency, which is said all the way through this document. I think if we can apply this, and obviously the signs aren't going to change tomorrow and the branding's not going to change tomorrow, it's going to take a long time, but if in the future someone can get off the plane at Launceston Airport and as they come to Meander Valley, leave no question about where they are, that's going to help establish us as a destination, which is something I think we are not. I've heard again and again and again that people visit here and then they go, oh, I didn't know this was here. If I'd known, I would have spent longer in the area. So hopefully this will go some way where to address that. It's also our short walks, everything. It's not just from Launceston through, it's from Devonport through, from tourists coming from Cradle Mountain. So I say let's do it. It's bold, it's different, it's new and it's fresh. So let's go for it.
Thank you. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
And against? So Johnston, Cameron, Dudman, White, Smedley, Stinfield, Loader, House was for, and Councillor Temple was against.
Yeah, I simply don't believe we got value for money.
Yeah.
The vote has been cast, Councillor. So, moving on, community wellbeing, page 300, Meander Valley Community Strategic Plan. Somebody would like to move, somebody would like to second, please. Mr Dudman, thank you. Seconder? Councillor White, thank you. Councillor Dudman is the mover.
Just to note the immense amount of work that's gone into this, so thank you to Nate and your team for all the work that you've done, right from the initial stages through to the community consultation and to what we have now. It is greatly appreciated.
Councillor White is the seconder.
Thank you. Yes, I also would like to thank the team responsible for the whole process, which was pretty well run and got a lot of input. And I've noticed when we've had community members come to speak to council how much to heart they have taken the process and the outcome. They obviously believe in it, and I would like to see that as a reference point that council also make sure that the values that are included here that the community have expressed, especially in terms of a sustainable environment and sustainable development, I hope that they will remain front and centre in our procedures across the board.
Thanks, Councillor. Open up for discussion, councillors, or questions? Councillor Loader.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, thank you to Nate and his team. But above all, thank you very much to all the community who've come along and had input to this, especially the people who commented on the draft. Must have taken them a long time to go through, and their input is greatly appreciated. I love how our brand is now in this document. We can see it, how it's going to be used. The fresh new photos, they look really great. So, yes, I'm fully supportive. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Loader. Councillors, any other comments? Councillor House?
Much along similar lines. I know Nate would have had a team behind, but I've noticed with Nate in particular, a real passion for this project, Nate. It's been quite obvious, I think, all the way through. And I think that's helped achieve a really good outcome. There's been some alterations that have been discussed at length, and they've been shown as the amendments there. I think it does reflect what the community's been saying. They've had a lot of input into it, and that's been really great. It's a proactive document. It's been consulted and it's been well considered. So, again, really good work, Nate.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other comments, councillors? I just want to reinforce then what Councillor House has said and Councillor Rover has said. Well done, Nate. It's a tough gig to go out and engage with potentially 21,000 people, asking them to think about what's going to happen in 10 years' time. I've been in other organisations where strategic plans have been undertaken and we've fallen in a heap, but not on this one. So even the community engagement has been really good. So again, thank you for the document in front of us. We as councillors haven't done a lot of work into this, but really good to see that the community's actually been involved in it. So well done. So I'll be supporting it. Thank you. Any other discussion, councillors? Nope. If not, Councillor White has seconded. Anything to add?
Yeah.
Councillor Dudman has moved. Nothing to add. Put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye and raise your hand. That is unanimous, councillors. Thank you. Moving over to page 326, 17.1, sale of public land. So just bear with me while I get my page up. Right, someone would like to move, someone would like to second, please. Councillor Dudman, thank you. Seconder. Councillor House, thank you. Councillor Dudman is moving the motion.
We are obviously rushing through things today, and I appreciate that, but I think this one deserves a bit of time being spent on it. It is never easy to have a discussion about the sale of public land in the Meander Valley. And there is always a range of views. We have, for the past 2 years now, discussed these sites. in terms of their current use, which is minimal to non-existent, and our future plans for what we are doing with the Meander Valley. The one I want to focus on the most is the three lots in Hadsden of Winifred Jane and Kipling Crescent, because they are the ones that we've been discussing the most. And I have had a few conversations with members of the community about the proposal of the sale and some community resistance. And I fully respect and understand that. It is an area that I think is quite nice within Hadsden and has its uses. But when I take a pragmatic approach, which sometimes I regret doing that, but I often do that, I do respect that there is the Bull Run on the main road in Hadsden, which is well utilised, and whilst we have discussed issues with it in the past, we can keep improving that to be a good place for young people to be and to enjoy themselves and families as well. When we look at the river track that goes right around Hadsden, that is an amazing and probably underutilised walking space. And when we think about the number of representations, I believe there were 6 to 8 that came forward out of, you know, what is effectively a quarter to a third of our population in Prospect Vale and Hadsden. We're talking of thousands of people. I do accept that, and this is not discounting the points that have been raised, but it is a minority of a minority that have raised concerns as to these sales. And whilst I am always conscious of the concerns that are being raised and I take them seriously, I also need to accept that I think the sale of these lots will not negatively impact the community and will ensure that we are able to invest in our community's future and invest in the areas that have already been designated as communal spaces. So I hope I don't regret this decision in the future. I so far haven't regretted any of the votes I've casted, and I don't intend to regret this one, but I will be voting in favour of the divestment.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor House is in second of the motion.
Yeah. It's,
That's it.
I guess matters like this are always tricky. There's always, and you know, again, as Councillor Dudman said, taking a pragmatic view, which is what I will do, I will be voting in favour of this motion. In saying that, I recognise as much as any that our green spaces and our parks are very important. They're incredibly important. I have 6 grandsons myself that play in these areas. So, yes, they're very important. I don't think for a moment that the Council thinks that they're not, but I also believe our community is well serviced in terms of our parks and green spaces. Not everyone will agree with that, but that is my view. Could there be more? Certainly. But they've got to be resourced, they've got to be maintained. You know, there's always a point, I suppose, where you have to make a decision on what's the right thing to do long term. These particular blocks have been under consideration for some time, over a lengthy period. It's been factored into our budgets, as far as I'm aware, General Manager. So I accept that there will be some people unhappy that if that is the outcome. But again, my point is I believe our community overall is well serviced by our parks and our green spaces. So I'll be voting in favour.
Thanks, Council. Open up for more discussion, Councillor Cameron.
Thank you. I can't tell you how much thought I've put into this over quite some time. It doesn't really sit easy with me in the sense that once you sell public land, you know, it is gone forever. But I just want to reiterate really what Councillor Dudman and Councillor House have said. It's, you know, we need to make really hard decisions while we're on council, and I think this is probably going to be up there as one of them. But being pragmatic, as I quite often am, I think it's the right decision, and it's going to be a difficult decision, but the right decision. And I do want to focus on what we do have, not what we don't have, and that is the Bull Run. And as Councillor Dudman says, that beautiful walk around the river and some really other lovely spaces that our works crew do a fantastic job of maintaining. And hopefully in the future we'll be able to invest in some more space to enjoy on the other side of the road on Hadsman and make that another beautiful area for our families to enjoy. But I just want to reiterate it is a difficult decision and not one that anyone around this table has taken lightly.
Councillor Loder.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to move an amendment. I haven't done this before, so I require some assistance, please. So I'd like to move an amendment that leaves the motion as it is but removes the addresses that are points 4, 5 and 6.
Okay. General Manager?
Yep. So I guess just to assist, the motion would read exactly the same as it is on the screen, with the removal of number 4, 34 Winifred Jane, number 5, 36 Winifred Jane, and number 6, 5 Kipling Crescent. And so if we have a seconder and that amendment is passed, then the motion will read exactly the same as it is, with 1, 2 and 3 properties remaining. I think that's in line with the expectation. Yep.
Thank you. Thank you, General Manager.
So Councillor Loder has moved an amended motion. As the General Manager has pointed out, do I have a seconder for that amended motion? Councillor White is the seconder for that amended motion. Councillor Loder is the mover of the motion. Would you like to speak to that motion?
Yes, please. Thank you, Mayor. I do take to heart what the other speakers have said this afternoon. I attended an impromptu meeting at the sites of Winifred Jane Crescent and Kipling Crescent back in July. I didn't realise it was going to be a public meeting. I arranged to meet with one person, and there were 10 people, 2 children and 2 dogs. And it went for quite some time, and I heard why this particular area was of great importance to them. It's used as a bus stop. For children. It's used to play cricket and things like that. But above all, the children that use it don't feel safe at the Bull Run. They don't feel safe at the Bull Run because of, and I quote them, antisocial behaviour by some other members of the community. And so to remove this park means that these younger children don't have anywhere to play. So that's one issue. But the other issue is, you know, we have just endorsed the community strategic plan, which talks a lot about green spaces and climate change, and the need to make sure that we are doing everything we can to look after our community in that regard. And so for that reason, I would like to see this one removed. Yes, I know it costs council money, but all the members of our municipality play rates, and everybody deserves to have somewhere to go to play and feel safe.
Thanks, Councillor. Councillor White is the second motion.
Thank you. I appreciate the financial position. I understand that it was linked into the move of the Works Depot over to Valley Central, and that was a budget balancing arrangement. If I'd been around at the time that was done, I probably would have. Is that correct? Not correct? Yes.
Some part of it, yes.
Part of it, yeah. So if I'd been around at the time, I probably would have questioned that because of the high value that not just I personally, but that the community puts on green spaces. Now, I know these aren't huge green spaces, but I noticed that the location of them is right in the middle, you know, each one that we're talking about, right in the middle of substantial development. We also know, as Councillor Loder alluded to in our community strategic plan, that there was a huge emphasis on green spaces, and time again we hear people, when there are development applications, individual ones where green space is going to go or it's going to be impacted on, that people get very distressed by the disappearance of green spaces, especially in current times when it becomes more valuable all the time. I'd like to make the point that a space doesn't have to be doing anything to be valuable. I've heard it expressed that these are lazy assets. But you know, to me, to have a green space in the middle of fairly dense housing in each case is a valuable thing in itself. It's, they're not so large that they could operate as the lungs of the community, but every little bit helps, let's say. I understand that the increased maintenance, or that there would be a maintenance burden. To me, one way to go would be to go for minimal maintenance. They could be passive spaces. The fact that they're just spaces to me and green spaces is the point. I think that's all I've got to say. Yes, if to me, Councillor Loder's amendment is a good way to go in terms of not having to vote against the entire motion, which I would have felt compelled to do. So that's why I'm supporting this amendment as a partial solution. Thanks,
Councillor White. General Manager.
Yep. Look, just because the budget has been raised two or three times already, I just feel as I need to say something about that. So that's right. Council formed a decision in December 2022, which was to advertise its intention to sell these parcels of land. And in line with that, use the intended sale proceeds towards other infrastructure in the municipality. So council officers were tasked with identifying assets, and a list was provided to workshop around that time. So yes, there is a financial impact, which I guess is part of the decision. I know it's not all of the decision, but yeah, that is the financial implication, that sale proceeds intended from the six parcels of land were factored into our financial plan. So that would be foregone if the amendment gets up.
Thanks, General Manager. Open up for discussion then. Councillor Turnbull.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to ask the question, what is the value to our community or the benefit to our community in selling these properties? Because we do everything for the betterment of our community.
Yep.
So what is the benefit to our community in selling these properties?
Well, I spoke to a financial councillor, but as I said, that's only part of the decision. A lot of what council does is to achieve community benefit, and that's a hard thing to quantify. How much enjoyment the people that Councillor Loder referred to receive out of it isn't a financial one, so it's not something that we can answer from an officer level.
Matthew?
Through the chair. Councillor, I'm just reminded about the Eastern Play Space strategy, because that actually draws, I suppose, some level of metrics around distances, the level of investment in, whether it's green space, playground, you know, whatever service within that public space. So that then draws a benefit factor in, you know, within next door, 5-minute walk to this degree of service that we provide in that particular area. So I think a measure of the benefit of the community is the responses and the positive responses we got back as part of the public consultation around the Eastern Play Space strategy that was recently endorsed by council as well.
Thank you. Councillor Lowry, Councillor Sinfield. Sorry, Councillor Dudman, sorry, Councillor Sinfield. I was looking there, but for some reason I'm thinking that. My apologies.
That's okay.
I was actually apologising to Councillor Lowry.
I'm going to say what I'm thinking. Look, I just want to, in speaking inevitably against this amendment now, I think we're talking a lot about the finances that are being directed to another project, but we also need to look at the investment that's been made into the Bull Run that had the intention of being the central point. And I know it wasn't meant in a way to take offence, but I do reject the suggestion that this is, I guess, a referendum on a safe place for young children to congregate and to play, because the fact is we are aware that there has been previously some antisocial behaviour happening at the Bull Run. Council is addressing that, the police are addressing that, and just because we have a historic problem in one location does that not mean that we don't continue with our plans and address that problem to find the solution. I don't think it's acceptable that we cede a integral part of our community to people who are acting and behaving poorly and then make all our decisions on other assets and other plans based on what has happened historically there. And I will note that there has been vast improvements in that situation. I spoke to the police recently, and the main culprits, I don't know what journalists use to say offenders without being offended. Yeah, thank you.
Sorry, I'm not a lawyer.
So that wasn't helpful. But the main architects behind this antisocial behaviour have actually moved out of the town. So this is not a question of, you know, can we scrounge some money out of our assets? This is making sure that we are using our assets to the best of our ability, which is where the Bull Run comes in. And if we didn't have the investment in the Bull Run that we have had, if we didn't have the amazing walking space right around the town, then I'd be reluctant to sell too. But I do reject any notions that suggest that this is ignorant of safety and that this is all about money, because that is not what it is for me.
Thank you. Councillor Sinfield.
Yes. You're probably going to get a curious answer out of me. I probably differ from Councillor Dudman's recent comment in that I do believe Council has disposed of land previously, certainly in Prospect Vale comes to mind, on the grounds that we deemed that those blocks, you know, be largely internal and there were safety issues that occurred. So we have taken that into consideration in primacy in divesting of land and acquiring other land that we thought was better suited. Probably didn't agree at the time, but the curious part of my answer is that I'm going to support the amendment as proposed, but more on the grounds, and so if it doesn't get up, then I will support the original recommendation. And so the curious element is I'm supporting the amendment more on a timing issue, and that is until and if the majority of the eastern side of Hadspin, the new development, occurs, and I hope for better outcomes in terms of green space than what the master plan currently proposes, because I don't believe that the water-sensitive urban design areas are really open space of a type that the community is going to use largely, and so the public open space areas that I recollect in that master plan are high up on the hill. I'd like to see an area just east of the old Bass Highway, the Meander Main Road, be utilised for open space, which would then give people in the Winifred Joan Crescent area access to two areas, so the Bull Run and something on the eastern side, but fairly close. So I'll be continuing to advocate for that. So my support of the removal of these three items and going with the motion before us is a timing one. I'm happy to say, okay, let's keep that land until we can address that issue on the eastern side. And when it is, then I'm happy to support those lots being sold. But if this amendment isn't successful, then I will support the original proposal as the fallback position.
Thanks, Councillor. Any other discussion, Councillors? If not, I'll go back to Councillor White, who was the seconder of the motion.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to speak further on the point of the relatively small number of representations. I think the fact that, and Councillor Lowe's experience with the meeting showed that there were more people concerned. I think people can be concerned, but not go to the extent of, you know, putting in their representation. It's the old adage, you don't know what you've got till it's gone. I think it would be a shame if the people who use that as a bus stop, I'm not suggesting these spaces be kept as fully fledged playgrounds, but if it's a space where they can, you know, how kids like to run around while they're waiting for a bus, run around in a little green space instead of on the road is better. So, yeah, I'd just be very sad to see them gone. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Lader is the mover.
Thank you. And I do respect everybody's position on this. And I guess the word pragmatic has been used quite a bit this afternoon in this debate. And, of course, our homes are, we have to be pragmatic, don't we? We need a roof and a door and a window. But they also involve a lot of heart. We love where we live. We love where we call home. I know when I come back from somewhere and drive into Westbury and I see the Westbury 60K sign, I think, I'm home. And this is Hadspin. This is the place that these people call home. And they feel this and they love their park and they want to keep it. And when we're a planning authority, we have to vote as is recommended. Well, this time I don't have to. I can vote with the way the community would like, and it gives me great heart to say, please support this one. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor. So to be clear, councillors, we are voting on the amendment, which removes the last three items.
Query, Mr. Mayor, is this a two-step process? Are we voting on firstly on this becoming the motion in preference to the other and then voting on it again as the motion, or is it a one-step?
We are voting on this amendment, which will remove the three, which was 4, 5 and 6,
yes,
off the bottom of the list.
Yes.
The motion will either get up or get down. If the motion is approved, those three will be taken off the list altogether. We will be then looking at what's on the board behind us as the original motion. John.
That's a two-step.
Two-step process.
But
thank you.
Happy?
Yes.
Right, put the motion. So all those in favour of the motion, as Councillor Lowder has put, please raise your hand and say aye. That's Councillor White, Sinfield, Temple and Lowder. All those against, please raise your hand. That's Johnson, Cameron, Dudman, Smedley and House. The motion is lost. We go back to the original motion, which was moved by Councillor Dudman, seconded by Councillor House, which is for all lots as they were put up there. Is there any further discussion on the motion that was originally put up? We'll just wait for the screen to come up to make sure that is the motion that we are voting on. All right. So, Councillor House is the second of the motion. Anything to add now?
Nothing to add, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Dudman? Nope. I put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye. Raise your hand. That's Johnson, Cameron, Dudman, Smedley, Sinfield and House. There's four against. Councillor White, Temple and Lowe. The motion is moved. Thank you. It's passed. Thank you. Thanks for the debate, councillors. We are moving into closed session. Thank you, public gallery. We'll ask you to leave.
Thank you.
Yeah. We'd like to move the motion to close. Councillor Dudman, second it. Cameron, Russell Cadman. All those in favour to close the meeting, please say aye on your hands. That is unanimous. Thank you. Turn off the live streaming. Thank you.
Yeah.